சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குருபரம்பராம் சத்குருசரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹ. பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தே சாந்தே சாந்திஹ. ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். பிருஹதாரண்யக உபநிஷத் ஆர்த்தபாக பிராமணம். யாக்ஞவல்க்யேதி ஹோவாச யத்ராயம் புருஷோ ம்ரியதே கிமேனம் ந ஜஹாதீதி நாமேதி அனந்தம் வை நாம அனந்தா விஸ்வே தேவாஹ அனந்தமே வசஹ தேன லோகம் ஜயதி. மந்திர 3.2.12. So in the last class, we discussed the three questions of Rishi Arthabhaga, for which Rishi Yajnavalkya gave the answers. Now in this shloka, Arthabhaga poses the fourth question, and he says, at Videha Mukti, the Jnani gives up everything. The sthula sharira merges into virat, sukshma shariram is given up. Atraiva samanvaniyante, that is also samanvaniyante, also we saw in the last class in the mantra 11. So we have seen also in Mundaka Upanishad similar idea was also given there. Gatha kala panchadasha pratishtaham devascha sarve prati devatasu karmani vijnanamayascha atmam பரேவியே சர்வ ஏகி பவந்தி. இன் முண்டகோபனிஷத் விசா ஆல்சோ அனதர் மந்திரா வேதாந்த விஜான வினிச்சிதா சுனிச்சிதார்த்தாம் சந்யாச யோகாத்யதய சுத்தசத்வாகம் தே பிரம்மலோகே தத் துபராந்த காலே பராமிருத்தே பராமிருத்தால் பரிமுச்சியந்தி சர்வே. ஸோ அனதர் நேம் இஸ் கிவன் ஹியர் பராந்த காலே. அட் தி டைம் ஆஃப் விதேக முக்தி இஸ் கால் பராந்த காலே. ஆல் தி மந்த்ராஸ் டாக் அபவுட் விதேக முக்தி. So all these three mantras, namely Vedanta Vijnana and Gata Kala and also Atraiva Samavaniyante, so all, they are all Vimukta, Videha Mukta Pramana Vakyas, all of them. He gives up Sthula Sukshma Shariram. And what about the Karana Shariram? He gives up Karana Shariram also. The other name of Karana Shariram is Avidya. And incidentally, Avidya has got two Shaktis, this also we mentioned. One is called the Vikshepa Shakti, another is Avarana Shakti. And during the Jivan Mukti, one gives up Avarana Shakti, that is the power of illusion covering the real nature. He nullifies the Avarana Shakti during Jivan Mukti and retains Vikshepa Shakti, which is the power of projection by Maya. For example, in the rope snake example, rope is covered by Avarana Shakti. And snake is projected by Vikshepa Shakti, just to give an example. So during Videha Mukti, the Vikshepa of Avidya also is dissolved. Thus Avidya is gone, its Avarana Shakti is gone before, Vikshepa Shakti is gone now. Therefore, Sthula, Sukshma, Karana Shariyams are all gone at the time of Videha Mukti. So with this background, Arthabhaga asks a question, even though Jnani gives up everything, one thing he does not give up. And what is that? That is the question. Yatra ayam purushaha mriyate. Purushaha means a vidwan, a jnani here. So in the previous mantra and in this mantra, purushaha means vidwan. That is a jnani. So vidwan mriyate, videha muktim prapnoti, kim yenam na jahati. What does not give him up? He has given up everything. What does not give him up? Now, it's not that what he gives up. And Yajnavalkya answers, Nama. Nama means name. Jnani's name does not leave him. Still, we remember, all of us remember the Guru Parampara. Narayanam Padmabhuvam Vasishtam Shaktim Chatat Putra Parasharancha Vyasam Shukham Gaudapadam Mahantam கோவிந்த யோகீந்திரம் அத்தாசிய சிஷ்யம் ஸ்ரீ சங்கராச்சாரியம் அத்தாசிய பத்மபாதஞ்ச ஹஸ்தாமலகஞ்ச சிஷ்யம் த ಅಷ್ಟಂ ತೋಟಕಂ ವಾರ್ತಿಕಾರಂ ಅನ್ಯಾನ್ ಅಸ್ಮದ್ ಗುರುನ್ ಸಂತತಂ ಆನತೋಸ್ಮಿ. ವಿ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ನೇಮ್ಸ್, ದೇ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಗಾನ್ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಎಗೋ. ಸೊ ದಿ ನೇಮ್ಸ್ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂ ಈವನ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಥೌಸಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಯರ್ಸ್. ದರ್ಫರ್ ಯಾಜ್ಞವಲ್ಕ್ಯ ಸೇಸ್ ನಾಮೇಥಿ. ಇನ್ಸಿಡೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ಒನ್ ಮೋರ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಇನ್ ಪ್ರಶ್ನೋಪನಿಷತ್ ಆನ್ ಇಂಡಿವಿಜುವಲ್ ಈಸ್ ಡಿವೈಡೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಟು 16 ಕಲಾಸ್ ಭಾಗಸ್. And of the 16 kalas, one of them is said to be nama, the name. So kala, kala means a part. And one of the 16 parts is nama, that's the name. And Mundaka Upanishad also says, that's what just I read that mantra, kataha kalaha panchadashaha pratishtaha. So it is said, out of the 16 kalas, 15 goes away and only one stays. Naturally, if you remember both simultaneously, that is Muntaka Upanishad, Prashna Upanishad, and also this, then we'll have a question. Which one kala does not go? Which one part does not go? And for that, answer is given in this mantra of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Now, look at the connection between three Upanishads. But commentators come to our rescue, otherwise it would be all, you wouldn't even understand head and tail. They quote mantras and relevant details also for our understanding. So the name does not give the wise man up. Even though he gives up everything, the name does not give him up. So as a conclusion, something like upasana is mentioned here. It is not upasana, but knowledge itself. It says anantam vai nama. The names are padams are anantam. Anantavai vishve devaha. Vishve Deva is a set of devatas, and these devatas indicate all the padarthas of the world. Vishve Deva is only upalakshana, so indicative of all the padarthas. So if we join both, anantam vai padam, ananta vai padarthaha, so names are infinite, objects are also infinite, namas are infinite, and namis are also infinite. So what does a jnani do? Jnani sees that I am all the namas and all the namis. I am all the padams as well as all the artha prapancha. I am the vak prapancha as well as artha prapancha. This we can remember from Mandukya Upanishad. In the pranava, in the om, akara is thula prapancha. We discussed all of them in detail when we did discuss Mandukya Upanishad. Please refer to those lectures. So akara refers to the sthula prapancha. Ukara refers to Sukhma Prapancha and Makara refers to Karana Prapancha. So all these are superimposed on me, the Turiyam. So Akara, Ukara, Makara, Vilakshanam. Vishwam, Taijasa, Prajna, Vilakshanam. Stulam, Sukshmam, Karana Prapancha, Vilakshanam. Virat, Hiranyagarbha, Ishwara, Vilakshanam. Thus, Yajnani sees, I am the infinite names and forms. In fact, Padartha can be taken as form. I am the infinite names and forms. By seeing this fact, Anantam Yeva Saha Tena Lokam Chayati. He attains the infinite loka called Moksha as a result of this vision. That I am the Anantanama and I am the Anantarupa. Anantapadam and Ananta Padartham. Let us go to Mantra 13. Yajnavalkyeti hovacha yatrasya purushasya mrtasya agnim vagapyeti vatam pranaha chakshuradityam manaschandram dishashrotram prithivim shariram akashamatma oshadirlo manim vanaspatim ವನಸ್ಪತೀನ್ ಕೇಶಾಃ ಅಪ್ಸು ಲೋಹಿತಂಚ ರೇತಶ್ಚ ನಿಧೀಯತೆ ಕ್ವಾಯಂ ತದಾ ಪುರುಷೋ ಭವತೀತಿ ಆಹಾರ ಸೌಮ್ಯಂ ಹಸ್ತಂ ಆರ್ಥಭಾಗಂ ಅವಾ ಆವಾಮೇವ ಏತಸ್ಯ ವೇದಿಷ್ಯಾವಃ ನನಾವೇತತ್ ಸಜನ ಇತಿ ತೌಹೋತ್ಕ್ರಮ್ಯ ಮಂತ್ರಯಾಂ ಚಕ್ರಾತೇ ತೌಹ ಯದೂ ಚತುಃ ಕರ್ಮ ಹೈವ ತದೂ ಚತುಃ ಅತಃ ಯತ್ ಪ್ರಶಶಂ ಸತುಃ ಕರ್ಮ ಹೈವ ತತ್ ಪ್ರಶಶಂ ಸತುಃ ಪುಣ್ಯೋ ವೈ ಪುಣ್ಯೇನ ಕರ್ಮಣಾ ಭವತಿ ಪಾಪ ಪಾಪೇ ನೇತಿ ತಥೋಹ ಜಾರತ್ಕಾರವಃ ಆರ್ಥಭಾಗ ಉಪರ ರಾಮ ಇತಿ ದ್ವಿತೀಯಂ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಕನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ. So now comes the fifth and the final question of Arthabhaga. And here he wants to know what happens to an Ajnani during and or after death. So the previous two mantras were concerning a Jnani, now an Ajnani, ignorant person. Here Arthabhaga himself tells, at the time of death, all the organs of Ajnani are resolved and become non-functional. Now if you look at the mantra, Yatrasya Purushasya. Here we have to note, Purushasya refers to an Ajnani. In the previous mantra, it was Purushasya referred to a Jnani. So here it is Ajnani. So when the Ajnani dies, all the organs are resolved. So Arthabhaga gives a list of the organs that resolve into which it places, all that things resolve into what place. So Vak Agnim Apyeti, Vak organ resolves into with Agni, and Vatam Pranaha, Prana resolves into Vayu, eyes into sun, mind into moon, ears into all the directions, body into Prithivi, the earth, and word Atma refers to Hridaya Akasha, not just Sachidananda Atma, but Hridaya Akasha, the space in the heart, merges with Samashti Akasha, the total space. And the hairs, Lomani, on the body. There's also, they distinguish the hair on the body and also on the head. So Lomani refers to the hairs on the body. They resolve into herbs and plants. And the hair, Keshaha, on the head, they merge with the trees. So the creative power of male, the sperm, and that of female, the ovum, they resolve into waters. And Arthabhaga himself says, all these, there are another words. So Lohitam, Lohitam means the blood, and Retaha, the semen, they get resolved into water. So Shankaracharya, he makes a useful note here. Suppose we say, all the organs are resolved into devatas, it will mean Videha Mukti. We are now talking about whom? An Ajnani. Because in the case of a Jnani also, organs resolve into devatas. Then there is no difference between a Jnani and a Ajnani. So Acharya says, every organ has got a Devata Amsha and a portion of Devata Shakti. That is, in eyes, for example, Surya Amsha is there called Adi Deva Amsham. We have already seen all these things in Tattva Bodha. So eyes are Adhyatman. In the eyes, Adi Deva Amsha is there. In Shrotram, Akasha Devata Amsham is there. So in every organ, there is a Devata Amsham also. So one observer of Samashti Devata is in our body or organ also. As a, for example, when the federal government will have a representative in every state government. So this is said also in the Bhagavad Gita, we have seen this. Adhishtanam tata karta karanam cha pratakvidam vividhascha pratakcheshtaha daivam cha ivatra panchamam. So that Devata Amsha, is the organ, is blessing the organ to do the function. In the case of an Ajnani's death, Shankaracharya says, organs do not resolve, indriyams do not resolve. And what resolves is Devata Amsha of the organ that will be withdrawn by the respective Devata. The organ will be there, but it will not be worked. In a dead body also, the eyes are there, nose are there, ears are there, but none of them will work because the Devata has withdrawn the power from the Indriya. So the organ will go to another body and that is called Punarjanma. So when they go to another body, the Devata once again blesses the new body. Suppose one has done papam and the palam for that papam is blindness. And in such a case, the Indriyam will be there. Eyes will be there, but that Devata will not bless and he cannot see. He is born blind. Suppose the papam is exhausted in the next Janma. He gets back the eye, not that Indriyam comes once again, because Indriyam is there all through and Devata blesses, the Deva Amsha blesses when papam is not there. So Arthabhaga says all this. These are not what Yagyavalkya says. Arthabhaga says all that. Now Shankaracharya adds a note here, Vak Pranam Apyeti, Vag Indriyam resolves into Vayu. And Acharya says, you should not translate as Vayu Indriyam, you should translate as Vayu Devata Amsham. That is the difference between a Jnani's death and also Agnyan is there. Agnim apyeti. Similarly, Chakshur Devata's Amsham, Suryam apyeti. Only the corresponding Amshas go and not the Indriyam for an Agnyan. But in the case of a Jnani, Devaha, the Indriyam and Devata Amsha both go at the time of death. Now, Arthabhaga's question is, if the Indriyams are not functioning because Devatas are withdrawn, physical body is not there, who controls the Jiva, the Agnani Jiva after death? So mind cannot control because Devatas have withdrawn their blessings. Entire Sukshma Shariram cannot control. Stula Shariram is not there. Karna Shariram is Nirvikalpam. Therefore, who controls? This is the question of Arthabhaga. And Yajnavalkya tells that this is not an easy thing to answer. There are so many opinions regarding this. And if in a group, if we discuss this in the assembly of Janaka, if we discuss this, it will create a lot of confusion. Therefore, to talk it over quietly, aharam, ahara saumyam, kastam Arthabhaga. Yajnavalkya asked Arthabhaga to hold his hand. Avam evam etasya vedishay vedishyava. So these two, let us both alone go only, let us go and discuss this question. Etasya etasya prashnaya uttaram avam eva vedishyava. So let us go separately. We only will talk. No others will be there. Na now etat sajana iti. This should not be discussed amidst sajana with many people. And the Upanishad tells, Tau ham utkramyam mantrayan chakrate. So mantrayan chakrate, having gone to a quiet place, they discussed, after a long discussion or teaching to be precise, Tau ham yadu chatuhu karma haiva tadu chatuhu. What is the answer Yajnavalkya gave? The individual is under the control of karma. So the individual is not a jnani. Jnani has no individuality. In the case of an ajnani, he is not under the control of his own organs because organs are non-functional. Yes, he's dead. Because he cannot think and act, because his buddhi is non-functional, because devata amsas are withdrawn, eyes cannot see, ears don't hear, buddhi doesn't work, under whose control is this jiva? Karma iti uchatuhu. Acharya adds here that there are so many opinions in this regard. Some people say swabhavaha, nature will decide. Some other people say kala decides, the lot of that individual. Some others say Ishvara decides where the individual should go. And Yajnavalkya comes to the conclusion that all these are all wrong. Swabhava, Kala, Ishvara, they do not decide. Then karma alone is the decider. Then does that mean that other factors are not required? No. All the other three factors are also required. Then how do you say karma determines? Then we say karma is pradhanam. Karma is the primary determining factor. And all other factors are gunabhutaha, supporting or contributory or auxiliary factors, and not primary factor. It is not karma is based on kala, but kala is based on karma. People think that one's destiny is determined by the time, kala of birth, time of birth. And we answer the kala of birth itself is determined by the karma of the person. When a person is born, is determined by the karma of that person. And if karma is good, karma uses good kalam to bless the person. Karma itself uses a bad time to create problems for that person if it is bad. Thus, karma itself functions or it makes use of kala, the kala, time medium. Similarly, some people say that grahas, planets, they are influencing the destiny. But we say that is also meaningless. No planets which are thousands of miles away, far, far away, not the constellations, stars, millions of light years away, they decide the destiny. Are horoscopes then not right? No. What we say is planets do not influence the individual. They only indicate the good and bad karma which influences the individual. But karma cannot give sukham and dukkham directly. Therefore, karma uses good body, environment, parentage, planets, neighbors, everything. That is why they say, purva janma kritam papam putra rupena hagachati. It is not the son who gives problems or giving one joy, but it is purva janma kritam karma putra rupena sukham va dukkham va dadati. So is the wife, the parents, the spouse, all of them. Thus, karma is the pradhanam for our destiny. For more details, of course, we have to refer to the first chapter of Brihadaranya Upanishad in mantra, in I think 1.4.10, I have marked here, of Shankara Bhashyam. We have already given it there. So the mantra itself is a big mantra, and at the end, tasyaha devaha chana abhutya ishate. That mantra we saw there. Even devatas cannot obstruct the moksha for him, of a jnani. We saw it there. Therefore, what did they do? Atha yatu prashasam satuhu karma haivam tatu prashasam satuhu. And therefore, if one has to glorify karma among those four factors, even the God is subservient to karma alone. God cannot give pleasure or pain if one doesn't deserve it. And therefore, karma alone is to be praised. This is the conclusion of Yajnavalkya. There is a sloka by actually Bhatrahari. At the end of it, he says, the full sloka, I don't remember. So, tasmai karmane namaha. So, he says that even the gods are under the control of karma only. Therefore, he concludes, punyovai punyena karmana bhavati. The lot of the individual after the death will depend upon the karma alone. And he will have a good lot, good journey, comfortable loka, etc. only if backed by punyena karmana punyaha bhavati. Punya palam or sukham bhavati. Papaha papena bhavati. Papena karmana papa palam bhavati or dukkha palam bhavati. This is the famous sentence often quoted by Shankaracharya. And as you sow, so you reap. So it is said, the Vedic parallel is punyo vai punyena papaha papena. As you sow, so you reap. Yata karma, yata shrutam. With this, Yajnavalkya answered the fifth question of Arthabhaga also. And he has no more topics to trap Yajnavalkya. So all those people, they are not students. They are all scholars trying to trap Yajnavalkya in debate so that he will not take the cows, 1,000 cows. Therefore, what did Arthabhaga do? Tatoham charatkaravaha Arthabhagaha upararama. Thereafter, the Panchama Prashna Uttara Anantaram Arthabhaga withdrew. Then we have to imagine, both of them, you know, they went separately for discussion. Now they have come back. So they come back to the assembly of Janaka. So with this, the second Brahmana is over. Now we will go to the third Brahmana. First, let us read the mantra and then go for the explanation. Mantra 3.3.1. Atahainam bujyuhum lahyayani papracham yajnavalkyeti ho vacham madreshu charakaham paryavrajamam te patanjalasya kapyasyam krahanaimam tasya asiduhitam gandharvagrihitam tamapracchamam kositim sobravit sudhanvangirasayitim tam yadalokanam anthanapracchamam atainam brumam kvaparikshitaham abhavannitim kvaparikshita abhavan sattvapracchamim yajnavalkyam kvaparikshita abhavannitim. So now comes the third Brahmanam, a very short Brahmanam with three mantras only. And this is based on the third question from the third challenger, Bujju Rishi, that is his name, who has got another name, Lakhyayanihi. So, and hence this Brahmanam is called Bujju Brahmanam. And what is the content of this Brahmanam? It is the dimensions of Hiranyagarbha Loka or Brahma Loka, that is what is given here, which happens to be Karma Upasana Samuchaya Phalam. The result of combination of karma and upasana is Brahmaloka. And that is the content of this Brahmana. And his introduction, Acharya points out that the significance of this Brahmanam is to show that even Hiranyagarbha Loka is finite in nature by showing the dimensions. And Upanishad wants to point out that even Hiranyagarbha Loka is parichinnaha, is limited. Or to put it in another language, all karma upasana phalams are limited. And to convey this idea, Shankaracharya enters into a very small inquiry. Therefore, we will now also get into the inquiry that Shankaracharya made, namely, karma phala vichara bhashyam. This is called karma phala vichara bhashyam. So Shankaracharya wants to establish that karma phalam cannot be moksha. Moksha is not karma phalam. That is the conclusion of Acharya. Therefore, before going to the mantra, we have to see a summary first. Then only we can understand the mantra in perspective. We have to now imagine a debate. Purvapakshis and Siddhantas. There is a debate between Purvapakshi or Purvamimamsakas and Siddhanta Vedanti is Acharya. So Purvapaksha, Siddhanta, Siddhanti is now Shankaracharya. And the Purvapakshi says, karma palam can be moksha as a result of karma. So the reply Siddhanti gives is no. Moksha can never be the result of action or karma because actions can produce only four types of palams. This we have mentioned earlier. The first result of karma is aptihi. Aptihi means you can reach a place by travel or something, you can reach a place, aptihi. And the second result is what? Utpattihi. It can produce something that can be a result of an action. And the third result of action is vikaraha or modification or remodeling a thing. That is the third result of action. And the fourth result of action is samskaraha, the purification of a thing. Thus reaching, producing, modifying or purifying are the four results that one can accomplish through different types of karmas or action. And even in purification, they make a subdivision. Purification is twofold. One is called guna adhanam, adding some extra virtues or property, like for example, painting a house or pasting wallpaper. They are all guna adhanam. Here you add some more thing to the property, extra property. And the next one, second one is dosha apanayanam, removal of impurities. Taking bath is dosha apanayanam, right? By taking bath, you want to remove all, you want to get cleaned. But after taking bath, not coming out of a dressing room for a long time is guna adhanam. Keep on doing so many things, dress up and all. So both come under samskara. And Shankaracharya points out that moksha cannot fall within any one of these four karma palams. Because moksha is purnatvam, which is Brahman. And Brahman cannot fall in any one of these four. How do we say so? Reaching a Brahman is meaningless because aptihi, first reaching, is meaningless because Brahman is all-pervading. Sarvagatatvata aptihi na bhavati. What is travel? Travel is a movement from a place where you are to a place where you are not. When Atma is there everywhere, Sarvagata Atma, all-pervading Atma, where it can go? And second one is production of infinite is not possible because it is nityatvad utpattihi na bhavati. Brahman is nityavastu. It was, it is, and it will be. And therefore, no question of utpatti of Brahman. Then the third one is vikaraha. Brahman cannot be reached through modification because nirvikaratvat brahmanaha. Brahman does not have vikara, modification. And the fourth one is samskaraha. Brahman cannot be attained through purification process because nirgunatvat, nirdoshatvat. So no doshas. That's what Acharya asks. Then Acharya asks, nitya shuddhasya kim snanam. No need to purify Brahman, nirgunatvat. We bathe Ishwara when we do puja to purify, not to purify Ishwara, but to purify our mind. Sangam tektva atma shuddhaye. Therefore, samskara palam api na bhavati. Therefore, chaturvidha karma palam vilakshanatvade mokshasya. Since moksha is different from all the four karma palams, mokshaha karma kariha na bhavati. And this is what is our argument. Siddhanti's argument, Shankaracharya's argument. Now, Purva Pakshi comes back. We are entering into the Mimamsa type of discussion. So just to get an idea about what the Mimamsakas do, that is, Acharya does something here, so we'll also try to go into that. The Purva Mimamsaka comes, he tells, Mokshaha Nitya Karmanam Palam Bhavati. Moksha is the result of Nitya Karma. Here we should remember, Mimamsakas talk about different types of karmas. Nitya Karma is a compulsory action to be done as long as one lives. Nitya is a technical word in Mimamsa Shastra. It is not daily action. Even many people think Nitya Karma means daily action. No. Even any compulsory action done once in 4 months, 6 months, 8 months in a year is still called a Nitya Karma one. Should be done. A Nitya, we say not because it is daily, but it means it is compulsory karma. Avashya Anushteya Karmani Ityartha. Then they talk about Naimittika Karmas. Action to be done on occasions, but compulsorily should be done. If there is no occasion, one need not do it. It is like Putra Utpatti Kale. If child is born, certain karmas are prescribed, Jata Karma and all that. They need to be done only if a child is born, compulsory. But when an occasion comes only, it should be done. And third type of karma, for example, eclipse. Eclipse is like that, where whenever an eclipse comes only, you have to do certain things. Otherwise, it's not done. And the third type of karma is kamya karma. Karmas to be done to fulfill certain desires. This is also not compulsory for all. Optional for a person if he has got a desire. It is not that he should do this karma. If he wants to have a son, for example, putra kameshti can be prescribed. But if you take a person like Kuchela, there is no need for putra kameshti for him. Even if a person has got a desire of putra, it is not compulsory that he should do putra kameshti yajna. He may take any other action. He can see a doctor. He can go through so many other things. It is optional. If there is a desire, that also if he wants to do. Then the next type of karma is nishiddha karmani, which are prohibited actions to be avoided. So mamsa bhakshanam, for example, meat eating, it is prohibited. And matsurapanam, touching or even smelling liquor, is prohibited. Similarly, himsam na kuriyat, one should not injure anybody. Manasa vacha karmana. Then we talk about prayaschitta karmas, karmas to compensate a mistake. But often prayaschitta karmas are included in naimitti karmas only. Because only when a mistake is done, it's done. It is to be done. Nimitta. Whenever a mistake is committed. Thus different types of karmas are mentioned. And now Purva Mimamsaka says, Nitya karmas have got the palam of moksha. For which Shankaracharya answers, Pramana abhavat. What is the proof or means by which you say this? He's asking them. Pramana bhava. There is no pratyaksha pramana to prove this. No anumana pramana. No arthapatti pramana. No anubalapati pramana. Implication, none of them are there. Says his daddy. So Purvapakshi now says, pramanam asti. Yes, there is pramanam. I have got a pramanam to assert that nitya karma will produce moksha palam. And then he explains, we need to know actually Mimamsa rules. Some of the rules. In the Karma Kanda of Vedas, for certain karmas, palams are not mentioned. But results must be there for all rituals. Any karma you do, there is a result. And why results should be there? This is the thinking pattern of Mimamsakas. They say without result, if karma is prescribed, nobody will perform karma. The motive of doing something is to gain some benefit out of it. Actually, in Bhagavad Gita itself, Swami says, Prayojanam anudyasya na mandobi pravartate. Without expecting a result, even a mandapurusha will not act. The only difference is, a mandapurusha will expect mandapalam. A shrewd purusha will expect a shrewd palam. But palam expectation is there for both. Hence, Mimamsakas, they say, wherever there are rituals without palam, we should supply the palam. Okay. Now the question is, the basis on which you supply the palam. It cannot be one's wild imagination. If imagination is used, different people will do different karma kalpanas. Therefore, there should be some basis on which palams will have to be supplied by us for karmas. And to supply the palam, the Mimamsakas themselves give two types of basis. One is based on a general statement in the Vedas, karmana pitrulokaha. This is a statement in the Vedas. This means all karmas will give the Pitruloka palam. And if you apply this general rule, Mimamsakas, they say, wherever there are karmas, without mentioning the phalam, one should understand the phalam is Pitruloka. And we should take it like that. That's what they say. This is karmana Pitruloka Nyayaha. This is what that means. Karmana Pitruloka Nyaya is the Nyaya. And that is how they justify Purvamimamsakas. This is rule number one, that all karmas give phalam. In some cases, we have to apply this rule also. And then the second rule is Vishwajit Nyayaha. Is the second Nyaya or Vishwajin Nyayaha. And what is that? In that Nyaya, it is said, when there are certain karmas without phalam, you supply Swargaloka phalam. Because all people desire Swargaloka. Sarva Ishtatvad, Sarva Icha Vishayatvad. Swargaloka is the phalam. Once you supply Swargaloka as the phalam, then who will perform that karma? Yes, Swarga Kamaha. One who is desirous of Swarga will perform it. This is Vishwajin Nyaya. So it is applied in the case of rituals like Vishwajit Yaha. If you remember Katopanishad, in Katopanishad, the Nachiketa's father, he did this yajna because he was Swargakam. Thus, on these two bases, karma palam is either Swargaloka or Pitruloka. Now, Purva Mimamsaka says, when you come to Nitya Karma, you find no palam is stated. And therefore, what should we try? We should try to apply the above two nyayas, Karmana Pitruloka Nyaya or Vishwajin Nyaya. This is the normal method. So if you apply the first nyaya, palam is Pitruloka, and you apply the second nyaya, palam is Swargaloka. Now the Purupakshi says, both nyayas are not applicable in the case of Nitya Karma. Who says? Purupakshi says. And therefore, Pitruloka and Swargaloka cannot give a palam. Therefore, I conclude, that is the Purupakshi concludes, that Mokshaha is the Nitya Karmanam Palam. Okay, the other two cannot be there, this should be the Palam. Now the question is, why cannot you apply these two Nyayas? For which he says, the reason is, Karmana Pitrulokaha. This Nyaya can be applied only to those rituals which occur in that particular part of Veda, where this mantra occurs. Purupakshi says, Karmana Pitrulokaha is applicable for that prakaranam of Veda only. So Nitya Karmas don't fall within that context. Therefore, it cannot be applied. Then the question is, why cannot you apply the second principle of Vishwajit Nyaya? Now he says that is also not possible. He says, for Vishwajit Nyaya, Swarga Palam is supplied for what purpose? If palam is not mentioned, no adhikari will come forward to do a ritual. Without a palam, why somebody should do any ritual? Therefore, Swargapala is given for the purpose of introducing an adhikari who aspires for Swargapalam. Only those will perform Vishwajit Yaga. Therefore, they argue Vishwajit Nyaya is for Swargakama adhikari Siddhartham. It is not for the sake of Adhikari, that is a person who does the yaga, and Purvapakshi says, for Nitya Karma, this problem is not there. And Purvamimamsa again say that we need not invent an adhikari for Nitya Karma. For getting any adhikari, Vishwajit Nyaya is used. By Vishwajit Nyaya, Swarga Palam is supplied. Then Swarga Kama becomes adhikari. So, Palakalpana Dwaram Adhikari Siddhyartham Vishwajit Nyaya. And he says, Nitya Karma will not come under this category. Because for Nitya Karma, you need not invent an adhikari. Because every living person, Vaidika, for example, of course, is an adhikari for Nitya Karma. If you are alive, you are a candidate for Nitya Karma. Everybody has to do it. Yavat Jivam Agnihotram Juhoti Iti Nyayat. So, for Vaidikas doing Agnihotram, as long as they live, they should do it. So, Jivana Vishishtaha, Nitya Karma Adhikari Siddhaha. So, all those who survive are the Adhikaris. Adhikari is already there. Why should you apply the Vishwajit Nyaya? Therefore, for Nitya Karma Palam, first and second principles cannot be applied. And therefore, for Nitya Karma, I have to present a new Palam, not based on either the first or the second principle. I have to supply a Palam for Nitya Karma, and that is Moksha Palam. This is the argument of Purva Mimamsaka, that moksha is the palam for Nitya Karma. for which Adi Shankaracharya gives the answer. He says, no. You say the first principle cannot be applied. Second principle, Vishwajitnyaya, also cannot be applied because it is for Adhikari Siddhartham. Therefore, you say you have to apply separate Nyaya, and the palam that I am supplying is Moksha palam. Now, Shankaracharya argues, once you supply a palam, then Vishwajitnyaya has automatically come because that is the purpose of Vishwajitnyaya, to get the Adhikari for the palam. So, it is a Nyaya specially utilized for pala invention. It is a maxim applied for pala kalpana. You are saying it is meant for adhikari kalpana. It is not for adhikari kalpana. Vishwajit nyaya is applied for pala kalpana alone, that is to supply a palam of swargaloka. Once you are going to talk about palam for nitya karma, then automatically Vishwajit nyaya will come. Once Vishwajit nyaya is applied, swargapalam only will come. So nitya karmanam swargapalam eva bhavati. Natu moksha palam. This will give only swarga and not moksha. This is the argument of Shankaracharya. That is, yadi pala kalpana kriyate vishwajinyayaha evam tasmade swargaha eva palam bhavitam arhati. For which Purvimimamsa comes with another argument. He accepts this argument. If I am supplying a palam, vishwajinyaya will have to be applied and swarga palam comes. He agrees to that. I would say that moksha is not a palam at all. Moksha is a palam. He says moksha is not at all a palam. Say, who says? Purvimimamsaka says. Why? Nitya siddhatvat. If I have to do palakalpana, swarga you get using Vishwajitnyaya. Now I want to avoid Vishwajitnyaya, and as long as I try to supply a palam, Vishwajitnyaya will come. So I say moksha is not at all a phalam. So they say moksha a phalam. For nitya karma is nitya siddhatvat. So Shankaracharya has a hearty laughter. That's what Swami says. He says, if you say moksha is not a phalam, then how can you say that it is the phalam of nitya karma? You said moksha is not a phalam. Then how can it be a phalam for nitya karma? If moksha is not a palam, if it is a siddha vastu, if you say, then how can you say that it is nitya karma palam? What is the answer? Nitya siddhasya mokshasya nitya karma palatvam katham bhavati. How can you say that moksha, which is nitya siddham, can be palam for nitya karma? Shankaracharya asks Purvamimamsaka. Now Purvapakshi comes with another answer. He says, it is possible. Nitya siddhasya mokshasya nitya karma palatvam sambhavati. It can be nitya karma palam. He says, you Advaitins also say that mokshaha is nitya siddhaha. You also say moksha is jnana palam. Jnana deva kaivalyam. Brahmavit apnoti param. You say all those in the Upanishads. So if nitya siddha moksha can be jnana palam, why cannot it be nitya palam, nitya karma palam also? This is the argument posed by Purvamimamsaka. Then Shankaracharya says, we do say moksha is jnana palam, but it is only a figurative usage because moksha cannot be a palam because it is not aptihi, it is not utpattihi, it is not samskaraha or vikaraha. Really speaking, moksha is not the palam for jnanam. In fact, moksha is already there. A notional distance between moksha and me is created because of what? Because of ajnanam. And jnanam, what does it do? Jnanam only removes the veil of ajnanam. Moksha is not jnana palam. What is jnana palam? Ajnana nivrittihi eva jnana palam. Shankaracharya tells Purvapakshi. And further Purvapakshi says, if jnana palam were only ajnana nivrittihi, which you call moksha, I would say nitya karmanam palam api ajnana nivrittihi astu. If you say jnana palam is ajnana nivritti, I would say that nitya karma also will remove ignorance and thus would indirectly give moksha. That is his argument. What is wrong? This is Purvamimamsa's question. And Shankaracharya gives the answer, for this also, no. I cannot accept that argument because jnanam and ajnanam are mutually opposed, whereas karma and ajnanam are not mutually opposed. Avirodhitaya karma na avidyam vinivartayete vidya vidya nihantyeva tejas timira sangavate. Shankaracharya, he nicely presents it in Atmabodha. Shankaracharya gives the reason also. He says, jnanam can destroy ajnanam because they are opposed to each other. And karma cannot destroy ajnanam because they are not paraspara virodhis. He gives reason also. Jnanasya prakasha rupatvatim prakasha aprakasha yoho virodaha bhavati. Therefore, jnanam can destroy ajnanam. Nitya karma cannot destroy ajnanam, and because there is no virodha between karma. So Shankaracharya points out that not only this is logical, but also this is drishtapalam cha. This we are able to see clearly, drishtapalam. Suppose you have an ignorance of the color of crow, for example. No amount of action can remove that ajnanam. It is not logic based alone. It is our experience based. Not only laukika karma cannot remove ignorance, even vaidika karma cannot remove that ignorance. Chanting of Vishnu Sahasranamam cannot help you to know the color of crow. You make it punyam. Ajnanam regarding color of crow does not go away. We know that jnanam removes ignorance. That is drishtapalam. You can see. Thus, karma cannot remove ignorance is drishtaha. Therefore, nitya karma cannot remove ignorance, so argues Shankaracharya to the Purvamimamsaka. For which Purvapakshi again says, you talk about drishtapalam, but you should remember that karmas have got adrishtapalam also. For example, when you are giving food to a person, annadanam you do, there is a drishtapalam. The other person's hunger is gone. He feels full. There is purna triptihi in him. The other man is satisfied. We see that. But we say annadanam will lead him to swarga later. That power of annadanam you are not able to see because it is adrishta shakti. You offer some oblations into fire. They say rain will come, putra will be born, but they are not drishtam. So karmas have adrishta shakti also. So they argue. Nitya karma has got some drishta palam, but they have got adrishta palam also. That adrishtam can destroy ignorance. That is their argument. Therefore, you don't talk about day-to-day experience because it is within the drishta field. Whereas I am talking about adrishta field. It all belongs to adrishtam, what cannot be seen. Similarly, nitya karmanam adrishta palam ajnanam nivrittayati. So says Purvapakshi. Then Shankaracharya answers, there is a important rule. What is that rule? Drishte sati adrishta kalpana anyaya. What is that rule? What can be explained through drishtam, you should not explain with the help of adrishtam. Because the very adrishtam itself is imagined. It is supplied. To explain something that cannot be explained through drishtapalam. For example, when a person is doing a yaga, what is the drishtapalam? That ghee is taken, it is offered into the fire, and drishtapalam is ghee is destroyed, it's gone. He gives dakshina, the other person receives money, that is drishtapalam. He feeds people, hunger is gone, drishtapalam. How does karma produce swarga? You cannot explain through perceptible reasoning. So what cannot be explained through perceptible reason, we explain through adrishtam. The imperceptible aspect is explained through adrishtam. Therefore, what can be directly explained through drishtapalam, you need not talk about adrishtam. Further, Shankaracharya gives an example. Before particular oblations are offered, they have to pound the paddy in some yagas. So vrihin avahanti, there is a procedure. Vrihin avahanti, you have to pound the paddy. It will separate the grain. The separation of the grain is drishtapalam. You can see it. After pounding, the grains are separated. Is it It's a drishtapalam only, so we don't have to have any doubt about whether it's drishtapalam or adrishtapalam. It is very visible. Grain separation gives you punyam. If it is said, that means it is adrishtam. Here also, jnanam removes ajnanam, and ajnana nivrittiki is drishtapalam. And when ajnana nivrittiki can be explained as drishtapalam, it is improper to explain it as nitya karma anishtapalam, adrishtapalam. It is not nitya karma, adrishta phala. Then the Purva Pakshi again, he changes his track now. Now he argues, nitya karmas are totally different from other karmas, like naimittika karma, kamya karma, nishiddha karma, prayaschita karma. It is all different from all of them. Nitya karma belongs to totally different category. That is what he argues. All other karmas produce what? Parichinna palams or anitya palam. Whereas nitya karma is totally different category and produces nitya phala. It is different. This is the argument of Purva Mimamsaka. And Shankaracharya replies, no. You say nitya karma is different from all other karmas. I say nitya karma is not different from all other karmas because it is also karma. You yourself say it is karma. Word nityam can be different from nishiddham, prayaschittam, naimittikam, kamyam. It can be different. Nitya can be different. But karma is same in all of them. All are karmas only. Therefore, you should also give parichinna palam only. And that's what Shankaracharya argues. For that, the Purva Pakshi again, he tells, okay, all of them are karma, I accept. But the conditions for doing nitya karma is different from those for doing all other karmas. Nimitta vailakshanyat. Because of naimittika karmas, prayaschita karmas, kamya karmas are all occasional. Whereas nitya karma is yavajivam. As long as a person lives, he has to do. Therefore, the conditions for doing nitya karmas are different. And therefore, the palam should also be different. This is the argument of Purva Pakshi, Purva Mimamsaka. Parvi Shankaracharya says, yes, I agree. But even though palam must be different, but the palam should be within the parichinna, karma palam alone. Karma, what are those? Aptihi, utpattihi, samskaraha, vikaraha, the four things that I defined in the beginning of today's class. It has to be karma palam only within the four parameters because it is karma. Aptihim, utpaktihim, samskaraha, and vikaraha. The conditions may be different, but it is after all karma. If it is unique karma, it will give unique palam. But the uniqueness should fall within the parichinna palam only. Within the ambit of apti, utpatti, samskara, and vikara. Now Purva Pakshi argues, all other karmas have exhausted all parichinna palams, limited results. Then what is left out for nitya karma? Only moksha is left. This is parisesya mokshaha astu. This is that nyaya called parisesya nyaya. Argument of Purva Mimamsaka. All other palams are gone. So for nitya karma, what is left? Only moksha. So that should be redundant. Parvi Shankaracharya says, parichinna phalanam anantatvadam parisheshyam na sambhavati. Parichinna phalams cannot be exhausted. There are so much, so many. If you have exhausted all parichinna phalams, then you can talk about the moksha being left out as nitya karma phalam. But parichinna palams are how many? Anantani. Here we have to note a small principle. Parisheshya nyaya is there. For example, there is a logic that is being given here. Parisheshya nyaya. For example, how to explain that? For example, there are five people. They enter your home. At that time, let us say the fan was on. And you are very much there. And you went out and you came after some time. All these people are inside. You found that the fan switch was on. And then you know one of the five should have switched the fan on. Because when you went out, it was off. You don't know which one. turned it on. Therefore, you ask everyone. Now, four people have said, we have not switched on. We say no. What we say now? You need not ask the fifth person. Why? Because among the five, one has switched on and four have said they have not, and therefore, by the law of exclusion, that is Parishesha Nyaya, the fifth person must have switched on the fan. This law of exclusion can function here because we have got only five people, limited number of people. Suppose, imagine in this room, limitless number of people are there. Then what will happen? And you can never apply the law of exclusion here because there are limitless number of people. Therefore, what is the condition? Law of exclusion, that is Parishesha Nyaya, can be applied, can function only in a limited field. Whereas Parichinna Palam Sar Anantam, there are so many. Therefore, law of exclusion cannot work. Then Purva Mimamsa comes to another argument. Actually, Swamiji gives, he has a clipped down version here. There are some more arguments for Acharya. And what is the last argument? Okay, Nitya Palam cannot be moksha, but scriptures point out by combining Upasana, Karma Palam can be improved. And he gives an example also. Vishadadhyadivat. What is normally poison can become even medicine if ingredients are applied or added. Proper treatment is done. Similarly, even yogurt, which is supposed not to be consumed for good health, is supposed to be good if you put some jaggery. Some yogurt is good for body. This rule is according to Ayurveda. In the same manner, karma by itself cannot give moksha, but upasana samuchitam karma, that can give moksha. In Chandogya Upanishad, we saw, yadeva vidyaya karoti, shraddaya karoti, upanishada karoti, tadeva viryavattaram bhavati. We saw that there. If anything done properly, will give you moksha benefits. So, Purva Mimamsaka argues, kevala karma moksham na dadati, upasana samuchitam karma moksham dadyat. Karma with upasana will give you moksha. For which Acharya says, no. It is not possible. Shruti, yukti, anubhava, virodat. It is contradictory to shruti, yukti, and anubhava. Shruti is Veda, scriptures. Yukti is logic, and anubhava, experience. It is against all these three. Therefore, upasana samuchitam karma, moksham na dadati. Even if you do karma along with upasana, that still will not give you moksha. So what is Shruti, Yukti, Anubhava, Virodha? It is the next question. That is also another big discussion. We will do it in the next class. Yo Vedadhav Swarakprokta Vedante Cha Pratititaha Tasya Prakriti Leenasteya Parasamaheshwaraha Sri Krishna Arpanamastu.